This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Man, they knew the job numbers were coming out this week of 3% growth rate. They haven't had it in like 15 years. And so they were just like, the big banks say the economy is going under. Trump sucks. Everything's horrible. Dump the stock market. It didn't work. 3% growth rate, way higher than that. They're cooking the books against it. And Trump's out giving a speech right now. They are, tax reform speech. Let's go to some of the tax reform speech right now. Here is El Presidente.
We must be vigilant. We must protect the lives of our people. I was on the ground in Texas yesterday to meet with Governor Abbott, who is doing, by the way, an incredible job.
He'll probably be president when Trump
is. And local officials, so that we could coordinate the very big and unprecedented federal response. In difficult times such as these, we see the true character of the American people, their strength, their love, and their resolve. We see friend helping friend, neighbor helping neighbor, and stranger helping stranger. And together, we will endure and we will overcome.
The globalist parasites are screwed.
The news will say he just gave a divisive speech.
To those affected by this storm, we are praying for you and we are here with you every single step of the way, and I can speak, I know, for the people in this room.
Remember, Hillary wouldn't even show American flags. Now she goes, oh, I'm becoming a pastor. I love Jesus.
And let's remember when Obama
to those
had hurricanes, they were just golf memes that surfaced. That was it.
All of America
just went golfing.
Is grieving with you, and our hearts are joined with yours forever. The citizens of Texas and the Gulf Coast need all the prayers, support, and resources our communities have to offer.
And they go, oh, it's just words. No, they get somebody to donate. This kid's saying, give the Clinton Foundation, and they steal it. He just says, give.
I don't know how this guy goes from Texas to Austin to Corpus Christi to Missouri to D.C. to New York. I mean, this guy's unbelievable.
We are here with you today.
When would he do, like, eight campaign stops?
It's insane. We would cover it. Zimmerman and I would go cover three of them in a week. We'd come back dead tired. This guy's 70 years old, just owning it.
71.
Thank you.
But he's seen on
June 14th.
Yeah.
Not Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters.
Here, let's go back to El Jefe.
Great, great people, all affected by this tragedy. We're also glad to be back in the heartland with the very, very fine folks of Missouri.
Oh, listen, I like that, my hometown.
Globals are crapping a brick right now. They can see the poll numbers. They got fake ones. They had like 20 more to them. They always like 70% right now. They are crapping bricks.
And unfortunately for them, his response to Hurricane Harvey has been so great that it's only going to make his voters increase.
That's why they're panicking. Let's go back.
Okay. And they said, whatever you want is okay. So I said, good. But I'm especially pleased to be here in Springfield, the birthplace of a great American icon, the legendary Route 66. Who would have known that?
Yeah, who knows that?
They're trying to bring it back, I think,
too. This is the place where the Main Street of America got its start, and this is where America's Main Street will begin its big, beautiful comeback that you are seeing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a comeback
of not fake Obama optimism.
Proportions.
Thousands of companies coming back. 1.6 million new jobs.
Right?
$4 trillion in the stock market, and the big banks. Goldman Sachs trying to scuttle it, and they can't.
He doesn't do lip service. He says what he does.
I think he crashed the economy, though. I tell you, they do it. They're screwed.
They want to. They're threatening him. You know.
Well, he's not getting the blame. Everybody saw. It's like Trump's like, here it is. I'm like, no, you're not getting it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Cost Americans millions and millions of jobs, trillions of dollars, and billions of hours spent on compliance and paperwork, and you have seen what's happening with regulations They're going fast. We need regulations.
Yeah, just him getting rid of those. They're designed to go to China. We'll be back. We'll get into what happened. This is big coming up with what happened in Houston. We've got all that exclusive.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
My name's Michael Zimmerman, man. I'm in studio with Alex Jones, man.
Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Is that Alex Cash?
Is a dangerous place.
Alexander Cash.
Not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'll be honest, I'm a little ashamed. I'm not afraid to love us. You know, fear kind of makes you kind of tightrope and have more energy.
You have no
fear. I'm just like, yeah, whatever we're going to do, let's just do it.
So you're going in, suicide mission, Trump.
I think I already was. I've been on the suicide mission a while. Let's just briefly go back to Trump live for a few minutes, and then the big coverage with you guys. I'm going to let you guys take over. Let's play a few minutes of Trump, and then you and Zimmerman are going to cover with footage he shot that nobody's seen yet of what's happened down there in Harvey for 3-4 days while he covered it. And then we'll get into your big clips with the anti-Trump people in Austin that just show how sad and zombie-like their people are. But here's a few more minutes of Trump and his live speech happening right now in Missouri. Here it is.
That is why the foundation of our job creation agenda is to fundamentally reform our tax code for the first time in more than 30 years. I want to work with Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike on a plan that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, and pro-American. There is no more fitting place to launch this effort than right here in the American heartland, surrounded by hardworking men and women whose skill, determination, and drive are truly second to none. And by the way, before I start, Ivanka Trump, I see my beautiful daughter is in the audience. Stand up, honey. She's working very hard. I'm very proud of Ivanka. For many decades, Route 66 captured the American spirit. The communities along this historic route were a vivid symbol of America's booming industry. Truck drivers hauled Made in America goods along this vital artery of commerce. Families passed through bustling towns on their way to explore the great American West. And high-quality manufacturing jobs lifted up communities, gave Americans a paycheck that could support a family. Mr. Cook is a great example of the people that do it. Yeah. Stand up. Stand up, Mr. Cook. Stand up.
This is President Trump today giving a speech live on tax reform in Springfield, Missouri. Let's go back to President Trump.
I think they like you. And provided millions of our fellow citizens with the pride and dignity that comes with work. But in recent years, millions of Americans have watched that prosperity slip away in the rear view mirror. And it wasn't pleasant to watch, especially for me. I would sit back. I was in business, and I could see what was happening. Wasn't good. If we want to renew our prosperity and to restore opportunity, then we must reduce the tax burden on our companies and on our workers. In the last 10 years, our economy has grown at only around 2% a year. You look at other countries and you look at what their GDP is. They're unhappy when it's 7, 8, 9. And I speak to them, leaders of the countries. How are you doing? Not well, not well. Why? GDP is down to 7%. And I'm saying we were hitting 1% just a number of months ago. So we're going to change that around, folks, that I can tell you. And we're going to change it around fast. And today, a very appropriate day that this should happen, we just announced that we hit 3% in GDP. It just came out. And on a yearly basis, as you know, the last administration during an 8-year period never hit 3%. So we're really on our way. If we achieve sustained 3% growth, that means 12 million new jobs and $10 trillion of new economic activity over the next decade. That's some numbers. And I happen to be one that thinks we can go much higher than 3%. There's no reason why we shouldn't. So this is our once-in-a-generation opportunity to deliver real tax reform for everyday, hardworking Americans. And I am fully committed to working with Congress to get this job done. And I don't want to be disappointed by Congress. Do you understand me?
Takes a jab at Congress there. Congress is failing the people.
Congress.
See, Trump understands our frustration.
Complain about Obamacare for years, and they get the chance, don't do anything about it.
Tell you what, the United States is counting on it. Here are my four principles for tax reform. First, we need a tax code that is simple, fair, and easy to understand.
Gotta love that.
That means getting rid of the loopholes and complexity that primarily benefit the wealthiest Americans and special interests. Our last major tax rewrite was 31 years ago. It eliminated dozens of loopholes and special interest tax breaks, reduced the number of tax brackets from 15 to 2, and lowered tax rates for both individuals and businesses. At the time, it was really something special. Since then, our tax laws have tripled in size, and the tax code itself now spans more than 2,600 pages, and most of it is not understandable. Tax rates have increased, and special interest loopholes have crept back into the system. The tax code is now a massive source of...
This company is basically just buying exemptions.
For tens
and let's remember, it was the Trump haters that called him out for using those loopholes, so you think they're going to love this speech? I doubt it.
Had two simple pages of instruction. Today, that basic form has 100 pages of instructions, and it's pretty complex stuff. The tax code is so complicated that more than 90% of Americans need professional help.
Including Barack Obama. See, this is the key. Trump comes out here, he talks about GDP, he talks about jobs, he talks about the economy, he talks about the tax bracket. He knows this stuff. He's dealt with it. Obama was clueless on all of this, folks. Obama has zero experience in the economy, zero experience in the free market, zero experience with taxes. He has no idea what he's doing. Trump actually knows. That's why he can make sense of it. Let's go back to Trump.
Thank you. First and foremost, our tax system should benefit loyal, hardworking Americans and their families. That is why tax reform must dramatically simplify the tax code, eliminate special interest loopholes. And I'm speaking against myself when I do this.
See, there it is.
And I might be speaking against Mr. Cook, and we're both okay with it. Is that right? It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh, how dare Trump!
Well, I like his idea that pitched during the campaign that if you're below the poverty line, you just write, I win. You don't pay any tax.
Tax loophole? A tax reform? Does he have a magic wand? What, Trump have a magic wand? Well, how's he going to... tax reform? What, does he have a wand?
And allow the vast majority of our citizens to file their taxes on a single simple page without having to hire an accountant. Second, we need a competitive tax code that creates more jobs and higher wages for Americans. It's time to give American workers the pay raise that they've been looking for many, many years.
This is the type of speech that any average American will hear and get behind.
In 1986, Ronald Reagan led the world by cutting our corporate tax rate to 34%. That was below the average rate for developed countries at the time. Everybody thought that was a monumental thing that happened. But then, under this pro-America system, our economy boomed. It just went beautifully, right through the roof. The middle class thrived, and median family income increased. Other countries saw the success. They looked at us. They saw what is America doing, what's happening with the United States. And they acted very swiftly by cutting their taxes lower and lower and lower and reforming their tax systems to be far more competitive than ours. Over the past 30 years, the average business tax rate among developed nations fell from 45% to less than 24%, and some countries have an unbelievably low tax, including, by the way, China and some others that are highly competitive and really doing very well against us. They are taking us, frankly, to the cleaners.
So this is going to be the trick, folks, because
we have no choice.
The media is going to spin this.
Lower our tax.
They're going to lie about what he said. And they're going to say that he has no idea what he's doing with tax reform when he knows exactly what he's doing with tax reform, and he has the experience to prove it.
Do it for you.
When we come back from this next break, we're going to talk about Hurricane Harvey, the devastating effects on Houston and that area with Michael Zimmerman, who was boots on the ground. We'll be right back. Alex Jones Show, fourth hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pelosi right now, I would be about to start covering Hurricane Katrina, or maybe Hurricane Sandy. But no, we live in reality here. We're going to cover Hurricane Harvey with Michael Zimmerman, who is boots on the ground. And actually, you know, I just want to say this on air. I give big props to you, Michael Zimmerman. You actually went out there. You put your own your own personal safety on the line to help these people. You said you took at least 40 people out of their homes. You rescued animals. I know that there were some other staff with you. So big ups to you guys. You guys showed the true embodiment of the American spirit. And it's something that must be tough. You know, you saw the devastation. You saw the flooding. What are the people like down there? Do they have spirit? Are they hopeless? Are they desolate? What is the attitude of the people that you were helping?
It's mixed. We were focusing on just this one area. There was a couple square miles, a few neighborhoods off of this main road. And we're driving through there in a 2.5-ton truck, probably 5 feet deep in water. Water's coming into people's homes. It's about 1.5 feet deep in their houses. And a lot of people are just waving at us going by. It's like they're not concerned yet. But the bayous are rising, water's continuing to come.
Yeah, the reservoirs are being drained.
We're telling them, it's like, look, if you don't get out before nightfall, we're not going to be able to.
So you're saying that you even were coming in to help people and they didn't want it.
Some people did not want the help. But then there were other people, like this one guy, it was a Cuban family of five. And none of them spoke English, but these guys who were going down the street in a jet ski were able to translate for us. And they were telling us, hey, the guy's upstairs, he's probably 70-something years old.
Was he stuck up there?
He couldn't walk, yeah.
They need a hatchet, through the roof.
Well, no, he was upstairs in an upstairs bedroom. But this guy's bedridden and has dementia, too. So we had to put him on a walker and carry him down the stairs, five of us guys, because he weighs, 230 pounds or something.
Wow.
Down these wet stairs, put him in the back of the truck in order to, get him evacuated. Because these people, their home has 3 feet, two or 3 feet of water in it. And you're trying to hold this guy out of the water, too. So there were some interesting challenges yesterday just getting people out of this area. But this is just one area of the outskirts of Houston. And there's these little pockets, you'll be on one street and it's fine. Then you drive half a mile down it and you've got feet of water.
Well, that was another thing that I heard you mention when you came on the show when you were in Houston that I noticed, too. It's like even when we were trying to drive north because we couldn't go east, even some of those areas were flooded. It's just weird how you don't think of it like that, but it's all these little pockets are totally flooded everywhere. And I guess it really just depends on where you're located.
Elevation, yes.
Yeah.
Certain neighborhoods, if they're 3 feet down, they're going to have 3 feet of water. If you're at, whatever that level is, you're going to have no water. But this is one of the areas we're driving.
Now, is that the truck you guys were talking about?
This is the truck I was talking about. It's owned by a friend of our head of security, Q. And these guys are veterans. They were just out there. They saw the need, and they said, hey, we can go help people. So we saved 47 people yesterday who needed to leave their homes and go to these centers that they've got set up for people. But we're driving through 4 or 5 foot deep water, just searching these neighborhoods for any houses. People are hanging white sheets or towels out of their window if they needed rescue.
Mm.
And we actually got one call towards the end of the night yesterday. There was a 911 call, and National Guard had already left the area. They were moving to other places because they thought the whole area was cleared. So the local fire department asked us, hey, can we get one of our guys on your truck, go out there for this medical call? Yeah, you can actually see the water coming in there in the bed of this truck, which is like 5.5 feet off the ground. And they gave us this medical call. They said, you need to go check this house. The guy's in bad condition. We got a 911 call. We get there. We're able to get our way inside the house. No one there. So presumably he got out on a boat, but there's just so many houses and it's so difficult to get around. I mean, that's a standard pickup truck right there.
Yeah.
Totally underwater. And this is all over Houston. So the damage of this is just going to be, this is lifting a guy and his wife into the vehicle.
Well, this is so powerful to me because it really does unite the fellow American with one another. Like you said, it doesn't matter if you're from Cuba.
There's a Cuban family,
English.
That's a Vietnamese family.
Yeah.
We rescued some Middle Eastern families. It's like, it doesn't really matter.
It's really sad to see some of the media response from this. Houston is one of the most diverse cities in America.
I think it actually is officially.
Most
diverse, yes.
And you saw all this hate coming from quote-unquote leftist media saying, Houston deserves it, Texas deserves it. They're conservative. Hey, dimwits, Houston actually voted for Hillary Clinton. They don't even check the facts before they report these stories. But what I see is somebody like you. I mean, look at this. This is powerful stuff to me that should unite America. It doesn't matter what your politics are. We're out here to save lives. We're out here to thrive. We're out here to make sure that the fellow human is going to live to see the next day.
Here's a family of six and they're four dogs.
How many animals do you think you guys rescued?
11.
So you were counting?
11 animals. Yeah, I counted from the beginning. 11 animals, 47 people.
Maintaining families. I mean, that's what you guys are doing. It's just amazing to me. I know that you are from Houston. You obviously have family and friends there. It's so hard to think how long it's going to take these people to get back to their everyday normal routines, normal lives. It's just, it's devastating. But to have people like you go out there and help them, I'm sure returns hope to their lives. We'll be right back. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, in case you didn't know, InfoWars has launched to the next level. Real news with David Knight every morning, 8 a.m. Central. Next week on Wednesday, we start the War Room, hosted by yours truly, along with special guests like Roger Stone every day, Mike Cernovich, the list goes on. So be sure to tune into that. Again, you can catch David Knight already. He's live every day before the Alex Jones Show at 8 a.m. And then next week on Wednesday, we launch the War Room, which broadcasts after the Alex Jones Show. And we're able to do that with your support. You make that possible. You make it possible for Michael Zimmerman to go down to Houston and help people down there, as well as shoot video reports. You make it possible for us to expand our broadcasts to now we're looking at like 10 hours a day. So that's all thanks to you. And because of that, we give you the best deals on the best products. Take advantage of Super Male Vitality right now, 57% off. That's under $30. I think that's the biggest price slash we've ever ran on Super Male Vitality. So get your Super Male Vitality while supplies last. 57% off, under $30 right now. A great product, a product that I take every day. I know a lot of people that are into weightlifting that have stopped taking pre-workout, stopped taking, like, all this other stuff that you take to get an edge in the weight room, and now they're just taking Super Meal Vitality. They say that it does everything that all the other products did for them, and you just take Super Meal Vitality. I take it once in the morning, once in the late afternoon. Great product. 57% off right now, Super Meal Vitality. The biggest price slash we've ever had on that. And another product that we have that is imperative is emergency food supplies, storable food. Now, this is something that Zimmerman is chomping at the bit about because he was just in Houston, and he saw the devastating effects. He saw that people don't have food. They don't have emergency supplies. If you try to go to the store and get some, you're probably too late. They're already sold out. Get some now. Infowarsstore.com. We've got all kinds of different packages, all kinds of different supplies. There's the one-year supply right now that we have up.
Even but there's even a 90-day supply.
Yeah, there's 6 months.
That'll cover your family because, you know, you don't know if you're going to be stuck in your house without food for a week, 2 weeks. And you saw when you went down to Corpus to cover the storm, there were entire stores closed.
Yeah,
you know, if you
most of the stores were closed.
Worth of food on hand. What are you going to do? When I got to Houston, I couldn't find a restaurant to go eat at. Or
no, they were all closed.
Store. So it's like, well, I guess I'll eat the beef jerky that's in the truck.
Yeah, it was actually when I got back, Rob was looking at the expense report here, and he was like, "Oh, why are you eating at these restaurants?" I was like, "There's nowhere else to eat, man. They're all shut down. This is the only options we had." So, but if you have emergency food. When you get an emergency, when you get a natural disaster, whatever it is, a tragedy, you'll have food. You'll have food supply for you and your family to nourish yourselves in times of great tragedy.
In the last 20-plus years, so you don't know when something like this is going to pop up. People in Houston had a warning of a few days that it was going to be bad.
And it could be an earthquake. It could be
dozens
of different things.
So it's insurance you can eat.
Insurance you can eat. InfoWars Life Select. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you purchase products from us, you fund what we do here, and we are an expansive organization, just rapidly expanding in the face of the globalists to defeat the New World Order and uplift humanity. All right, let's give Zimmerman another minute here to talk about what he saw in Houston, heroic efforts down there with other members of the crew, and then we're going to get to this video of the leftists I endured yesterday. But, Michael, just kind of final thoughts as Hurricane Harvey continues to devastate the southern states right now.
I think it is going to, be a continued effort. FEMA's saying, we're going to need volunteers for years to work on this. You know, over the next few weeks, it's going to be the cleanup work, cutting out drywall in people's homes. But you really see how together people have been, pulled. And there are some issues with the looting and some issues like...
It's been pretty minor, I would say. Yeah, at least it seems like that in comparison.
14 arrests out of a city with, 6.5 million.
And I think one or two people got shot trying to loot.
Right. And these people, there's always the argument, oh, they're just trying to get food for their families. These people are trying to steal televisions.
Yeah, no, come on, let's be real.
Things of that sort. So if it was just people needing food, there's plenty of shelters out there in Houston right now for that. So that's not an acceptable excuse for breaking in and stealing things. And, in a city like Houston where 40% of the population owns guns, you're pretty likely to get shot in the face trying to break into someone's house.
You know what? I'm going to make a prediction here in a second, but unfortunately... Bad news here, 24 deaths confirmed in Louisiana near Lake Charles, and that's just in Louisiana, my crew is telling me. So that's not even on, I think, the 10 deaths that have already been confirmed in Texas. Of course, Louisiana is getting hit with the second wave of Hurricane Harvey right now after it re-enters the states from the Gulf. So that's just...
It's going to be 100-plus, and I think that's good because people are trapped in their homes, and if you take into account all the normal medical emergencies that happen every single day, people having heart attacks, if you can't have an ambulance...
The people that were already in the hospitals that were sick.
Right. If you can't have an ambulance get to you and take you to a hospital, all those people who have heart attacks and things of that nature...
Oh, but the mayor of Houston said it was nonsensical to want to evacuate.
Yeah, well, there was actually this post where the emergency management... group in Houston said, oh, this is fake news because someone is claiming it's going to be way worse. There's going to be 50 inches of rain. That happened.
It's over 51
people
now.
People are going to be without power. Over 100,000 people as of Monday night were without power.
That you can even measure. Probably more than that.
Exactly. Yeah, that was just according to the energy company.
Yeah. So and most of the energy company doesn't even know what's going on. I mean,
you can't even get to the down line.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't even get to where the lines are down. But, I mean, I think people really are working around the clock. We saw a lot of first responders, military.
Yeah, you saw it. I mean, you saw the Cajun Army and everybody that went out there to help.
Individuals stepping up. You know, here's a military truck, and right behind it is some, you know, rednecks with their boat.
It's all lines of boats, people on Sea-Doos.
And, you know, it is really people coming together. When I got to the hotel Sunday night, you know, because I wanted to get down there ASAP, they told us it'd be, you know, two and a half hours to get some food.
Mm-hmm.
Because their kitchen was, you know, they had two guys working in there.
That's how it was when we were out by Corpus Christi.
I was sitting next to a Hispanic guy at the bar. He goes, well, hey, I've got some friends down the road. You know, if we can get there, if the roads aren't too full of water, we'll have food there. So, you know, we had awesome ceviche and beer in their garage. You know, they just had a little storm party, and they invited me, a total stranger, to join them for that because, hey, you don't have a meal tonight.
That's Americana. That
it's
is
people stepping up, you know,
the American
coming
spirit.
Together. Yeah. It wasn't about, oh, I'm white or and they're Hispanic. It was,
did they ask you who you voted for?
They didn't. It
oh,
didn't
okay.
come up.
Whew.
No left or right, black, white, you know,
of course
no politics or anything like that involved. It was just, hey, want to come have a dinner and some beers with us? And it was, absolutely.
It really humbles people when they see, you know, real tragedies and stuff that brings people together because, you know, hey, our whole entire city just got flooded. We're not even going to have another election unless we come together and fix this mess. So let's all put our differences aside and fix this mess. And I think that that's what's going on with Hurricane Harvey. And I do think that this is going to be good. Unfortunately, like we're about to share these videos. You know, I go down to cover Trump addressing Harvey in Austin, and I have to deal with these protesters. It's really sad. Again, you would think that with this tragedy, everybody could get together, but the left still can't do that, or at least elements, radical elements of the left still can't do that. But I just want to make a prediction real quick before we move on. Guys, maybe you can find this number. I think it's Harris County is Houston, right?
Yep.
Harris County.
That's correct.
Hillary Clinton, I think, got 57% of the vote in Harris County in the 2016 presidential election. If you guys can find that, pull it up. I think she got 57% of the vote. I'm willing to make a call right now that in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump gets 60% of the vote in Houston. I bet he eclipses Hillary Clinton's 57, and I bet President Trump gets 60% of the vote in Houston. Let's see if my memory serves. What, 54? Okay. So
very close.
So I'm guessing that Trump gets a massive edge in voting in 2020. Not that it may not even affect the election. I'm just saying, for all the people out there that hate Trump, this is what he does for real people. Real people are seeing the real effects from a real president and what it means to them. So that's why I'm predicting President Trump eclipses Hillary Clinton's 54% in the 2020 election. Just a prediction I'm making here because I think that how he's handled Hurricane Harvey has been amazing.
He's being a leader. He's stepping up. Governor Abbott has said everything we've asked for, we've got from the president.
But how dare Melania wear high heels?
Oh
I saw the picture. She had high heels on. I'm going to bitch and complain about her shoes. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I still think it's a big upgrade from our former first lady.
You mean I'm not even going to go down?
We won't go there.
Let's get to the radical left that I dealt with in Austin yesterday. You know, it's amazing to watch these videos because you're not sure what's the most radical thing you see. Is it the Texas professor making fart noises with her mouth at you for a sustained period of 10 minutes? Is it a woman who claims that Ben Carson is a white nitwit? Is it a man who continually tries to rip the microphone out of my hand? Is it a literal pot-bellied goblin telling me that I'm the worst thing going? So, guys, where should we start here? Let's start with the epic fail. Trump protesters can't talk, only want to pick fights. This is a video that me and Harrison shot yesterday in Austin, Texas, at the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Owen Schroyer here for Infowars.com, and we are at the intersection of Koenig and Guadalupe in Austin, Texas. We came here to cover President Trump coming into Austin to address Hurricane Harvey. I really didn't want to deal with protesters today, but
they all have that silence is real.
Let's go.
I really didn't want to deal with them. I felt bad that I had to do this. You know, I thought that Harvey could bring us together, but no.
These people want to impeach the president.
Oh, come on, let's
see if they can figure out why.
It didn't take 1 minute. It didn't take 1 minute.
Why is InfoWars filming this part of the collection of people?
Why wouldn't we?
Why would you?
Do these people? Well, because it makes no sense. Don't these people want attention? Don't they want their message out?
I think that everybody's working on getting their message out, and we can do it.
Oh, and by the way, we were the only people that even covered this. So if it wasn't for us, their protest would have never even happened, according to history.
So she should be thanking me, even though I embarrassed the whole group.
So then name one or two things. It should be easy.
I'm really not interested in...
So nothing?
So you even about media attention for them.
So see, but here's the problem, man.
It's a circle jerk. They want to be around people who have the same stupid opinions.
This is a victory to them, just getting together to bitch and complain together. That's a victory.
We resisted.
Because I want to hear from people like you to figure out what you're thinking. Yeah. I mean, come on, this is...
I'm ashamed of my president something.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Here we go. Give him their platform.
Ashamed as he's trying to help Hurricane Harvey. InfoWar sucks. Listen to him chanting. I didn't even speak
to him. I got a chant going. What about gay frogs? Hey, who behind their sign mentioned gay frogs? That's actually a real issue. That's the funny thing about it. All right, I don't know which nitwit to interview first.
These guys all drink their ashes.
I want to,
These guys love fluoride.
Here, let's see if this guy will talk.
These people
Is InfoWars fake news?
Like, this guy was
what
making fun of me.
What is InfoWars repeat?
He's literally making
report,
fun of me the whole time.
Fake,
so then I come up to him, I'm like, okay, what's up? And then he has
he's
nothing
got
to
nothing.
Say.
Yeah.
Hands
let's
in
see,
his pocket.
Are you like InfoWars, sir?
Literal pot-bellied goblins hopping around.
Why? He's from Dallas, actually.
He's based in Austin, right? You guys are based
yeah,
in Austin.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You're disgusting.
We bring a lot of money to the commerce here. You should like
Moldy
that.
Moldy locks back there.
We pay taxes.
Based on conspiracy theories and fear-mongering and hatred. It's pretty f***ing disgusting.
What do we do that's hate-mongering?
You're a smarmy little prick.
What did I say? This is my... What are you talking about?
I'm doing an InfoWars, Mike. You're a
Trump
prick.
Hasn't given
get the f*** out of my prick. City, you prick. You.
Is this spreading love, do you think?
Are you spreading love?
I'm just asking questions. I haven't...
So I literally don't say anything.
I showed up here and you're the one that started hating me.
You're feasting.
So that's not...
me and ask me my opinion.
Well, yeah.
Like, actually, I was trying
this
to talk to her and you stepped
buffet,
in front of me.
I mean...
What am I?
So I'm going to eat, but...
What am I?
I didn't want to be a glutton.
You're really tough, aren't you?
Dude, I'm literally standing here as... I've never been in a fraternity.
I haven't
cowardly?
Seen this yet. This is my first time watching this.
Hold on. I'm cowardly for stepping into a crowd of people that hate me.
Sandy Hook kids were child actors.
Yeah. The damage you've done to those
They
kids.
Always go to the same thing. They always go to the same thing. Go gay frogs. So then I said, oh, let's talk about gay frogs. Well, then they disappear. Then they go, Sandy Hook. So I was like, okay, fine. Let's talk about Sandy Hook. And then they all start screaming at me when I actually want to have a conversation about it. It's so typical.
I'm going to come with facts.
Well, it's because John Oliver and Megyn Kelly and the rest of them didn't actually go into detail. They just gave these idiots the talking points, and then they don't have any facts to back it up.
But I'm going to tell you something here. In this video, there's multiple times where you can see the conversation I'm having with the people on the other end of it are actually thinking for the first time in their life. You can literally see it in their face, their brain trying to work. Like, for the first time, somebody getting on, like, the bench and trying to lift it up, and they're struggling to get it up at just the bar, but they're thinking, they're trying.
This man just ripped it out, a cord out of my microphone. That's illegal. No, we're very tolerant, actually.
You have the right to be here, okay? But what you're doing is incredibly hateful. These people are here.
I haven't said anything. I haven't said anything.
You're being provocative.
I'm being provocative. Okay, I'm being provocative. Just by being
nice
here. Just by being here, I'm provocative. Right. I'm not welcome here. You guys are so tolerant. Look at this guy.
Honestly, the best of that video, the best of that video is actually at the end of it. So go check out Epic Fail, Trump Protesters Can't Talk, Only Want to Pick Fights. That's on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Let's go to the other one. Can we go, though, to the point where the lady says Ben Carson is not black? Okay, let's go to this woman. Folks, this is what we're dealing with. These people drive next to you on the side of the road. I mean, wow. Listen to what this Trump protester says.
Black people, he's going to have Ben Carson on his team. Deal with that.
He's not a black person.
Yes, he is.
What? What color is he? Wait, Ben Carson isn't black.
Whitewash.
What universe are you from?
He is a dimwit.
Ben Carson, a neurosurgeon, is a dimwit.
Yeah, he is.
So according to your reality, Ben Carson is a whitewashed dimwit. In reality, he's an African-American neurosurgeon, ma'am.
He's a neurosurgeon, but
I feel bad, but let's just let
him. Good at one thing, you know what I mean?
I had to do this to her.
Brain surgery?
No, did you ever see Rain Man?
What, a movie?
Yeah.
I don't think so, no. So what's the point?
Go watch it. Because the guy...
Well, go watch a movie and I'll understand everything.
Well, not you.
I'll understand how Ben Carson is actually a white dimwit, even though he's a black neurosurgeon.
No, he's good at one thing, just like Rain Man in the movie. He was a...
What is he good at?
He was an...
Brain surgery?
Mission. Yeah. You ask him any other question?
Okay.
He's as dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah, all right. But you, though. How about you?
What about about me.
What are you good at?
Well, what's it to you?
Well, you're here making fun of a brain surgeon, so you must be something spectacular. What are you, an astronaut?
What are you, an
okay, thank so you for your time.
Look
sure.
at the girl behind
sure.
her. You
I'll
see,
take that.
These people
I'll
behind are listening to our conversation, and they're actually like,
you.
Here, you guys can just cut it there. There's multiple points in this video and the other video where the people are listening to the conversation, and they're seeing the debate, and they're like,
well, wait a second.
Wow, our side is actually full of idiots.
Dude, there's another part where the same lady who keeps blowing this fart noise machine at me, where one of the other protesters smacks it out of her hand. So they're really getting sick of each other. But I got to say this. There's a young black man in this video and in the other one. And this is one of the most incorrigible young men I've ever met. And it was so sad. That same woman... See, I talked to the young black man before that video, and we were talking and chatting and hitting it off. And then that crazy woman says I'm a racist. So I grab the young man here. Yeah, yeah. This is the part in the video. If you can just roll this as B-roll, guys. So I grab this young man that I was just speaking with, that I was getting along with. She goes, "You're a racist." So I grab this young man. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm such a racist. I want this young black man here to have a bright future and succeed." And she goes, "Oh, you just have a token black kid." That's how they think of it. That's literally how they think of everything. All right, and you know what? We got 30 seconds. Hey, rewind this back. Go to this crazy UT professor. This is a UT professor.
It does Robert E. Lee represent neo-Nazis?
And you don't read periods.
Does
here trying to look pretty, trying to make a name for yourself.
All right,
I can't help how good I look.
This isn't even the best. All right, we got to go to break.
I'm a little above average. I'm pretty strong.
This woman is a professor. All right, you know what? Okay, on the other side of the break, guys, let's just have the UT professor lined up, and let's just play the UT professor. This is what your children are being exposed to when they go to institution of higher education, folks. They get crazy women like this. We'll be right back. Final segment.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
outside. Clear it up. It's hot out. It is hot. I think it's very warm. You know, they show up with the helmets and the black masks. And they've got gloves. And they've got
what are they called?
Antifa!
Okay, that's Donald Trump's rendition of tequila using the word Antifa. Folks, support this broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got all kinds of specials going right now. This is how we launch things to the next level. David Knight, he's got his own show now in the mornings from 8 to 11. Thanks to your support, we were able to get a staff, able to get that thing manned. We're building new studios. The War Room launches next week. InfoWarsStore.com, super male vitality, 57% off. All kinds of specials. Take advantage of the must-have products like Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X2. That is a must-have. We've got colloidal silver. We've got all kinds of oral care package deals. It's just nonstop, the specials we have. Just looking at 56% off a combo of Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield. How can you not take advantage of that? InfoWarsStore.com. Our products are legendary. They're groundbreaking. They're life-changing. And then they change the world because we pay it forward by expanding InfoWars.com. All right, let's get to this video of a University of Texas professor in the streets protesting Trump yesterday, folks. This is a professor of higher learning.
Again, folks, the anti-Trump supporters out here, here's one of them. She's a professor at University of Texas. That's nice. She flicks off the camera just like a good liberal does. They hate Trump.
Touch my sign. Yeah?
Well, maybe that's because you started rubbing up on him.
No. Oh, really?
What do you think about Greg Fenves saying that Robert E. Lee represents neo-Nazis?
You know who Greg Fenves is?
Yeah, the president of Texas.
You know who his father is?
I asked you a question.
You know who his father is?
Probably Mr. Fenves.
You know who his father is?
Mr. Fenves.
You have no clue, do you?
So can you answer my question?
His father survived Auschwitz. He has every right
now,
to say whatever he wants.
You notice that?
Okay. That's interesting logic. But I asked a question.
If you had read his statement, you would know.
I did, and I'm referring it to you. Does Robert E. Lee represent neo-Nazis?
And you don't read, period.
Does
here trying to look pretty, trying to make a name for yourself.
I can't help how good I look.
Dude. You're so...
I'm a little above average. I'm pretty strong.
Awesome.
I'm just asking you, does Robert E. Lee represent neo-Nazis? No, ma'am. No, I'm not. This is, look, you see this young man right here? This young man has a bright future, and I love that. I love the fact that this young man has a bright future. So how am I a white supremacist?
I'm a token little person, right?
I've never even met this man before.
Exactly.
Right? Token little person.
How racist is that? No one's more racist than us.
And look at him. He's
standing
by my side like, how dare you?
So does Robert E. Lee represent neo-Nazis?
Do I say that?
I'm at Fenves said that.
Nothing to do with that.
So yes or no, does Robert E. Lee represent neo-Nazis?
It's not what he said, but it's also not what I said.
Okay, so the University of Texas professor gets mad at me for saying I don't know who Fenves is, then misquotes his own statement. Yeah, hide the camera from your embarrassment. You know what? This is why higher education is failing.
She tries to steal the camera.
Can you please keep this man? Can you please keep her off my camera?
And then that Trump supporter Latino Trump supporter, had my back.
That's why she wants to erase this footage, because it shows how ignorant professors are.
Yeah, so she tries to erase. She tries to grab the camera and erase the footage because it's so damning of her character. And this is the best thing, Mike. So you have like this group of Trump protesters, all right? And then you have the Trump supporters. And on the Trump supporters, there was a blonde lady, there was a Latino man, there was myself, there was the young African American gentleman, and then there was a young girl that looked to be of Filipino
protesters, all white.
Protesters all white. Oh. Every single one of them. Trump group totally diverse, totally loving, totally open. Trump protesters all white haters.
Hateful white leftists.
So there's higher education in this country, a professor that makes fart noises with her mouse. She misquotes Greg Fenves. She tries to say, oh, you don't know what he said. I said what he said. You didn't. This is it for the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Alex Jones will be live.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.